What you know about PE Fitness? A more in-depth look on Dylan Jamelli's business. The number one channel for performance enhancement.
If you're searching for muscle advance, can't learn it from a book or a pamphlet.
Tune in for the answers, because your body's too precious to take any chances.
Welcome, everyone. Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. And today, I'm going to answer the question of whether or not you will need to be on TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, if you do decide to use anabolic steroids. But before we start, I just want to thank everybody for all of the support, the subs, the likes, the shares, the comments. It's been really, really overwhelming. I cannot thank you enough. Please continue to do that. If you haven't yet, subscribe, share, comment, anything you can do to interact with the channel. It's going to feed the algorithm. It's going to help the channel to grow, and it's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. All right. So this is a question that I hear people talk about all the time. There's some very, very detailed remarks that go into this question, and it's a very polarizing question. I'm just going to be flat out honest with everybody. I'm not going to throw this bro thought behind it or the overly conservative thought behind it. I'm just going to keep it as real as possible. All right. Like I always try to do. If you decide to use anabolic steroids and you're one of those people that think you're only going to run one cycle, God bless you if you're able to do that. Okay. So we'll start with that extreme. Chances are slim to none, but not impossible, that you could potentially do that. But we all know that have been around this long enough, we'll hear that all the time. And it's like, I'm only going to get one tattoo type of deal. There are people that will only get one, but you start getting one, you're going to keep going and going and going. Here you go. I can tell you that firsthand. You run one cycle. You see the results, you see how it feels. Now, some people, and there are some, will hate the way it feels, will not like the experience, their body won't agree with it, etc. But that's a very, very small minority. So let's say you run one cycle only. Will you need TRT? Well, I cannot say that it is impossible that you would need TRT. But if you run a really bad PCT, you didn't take care of yourself on cycle, you already may be, you know, predisposed to low testosterone or have some sort of other hypogonadal condition, something that is in your genes and your family. You run a really bad PCT. You don't run supports on cycle. You run extremely high doses. You run too long of a cycle. Yeah, you could potentially put yourself at risk for needing TRT. You could really hurt yourself and screw yourself up. So my point is going into this blindly or having some sort of, you know, previous symptom family history. Yeah. You definitely could. And like I said, it also depends on what you're running and how you're going about everything. But chances are low, as long as you run, you know, a cycle that's like 12, 14 weeks. You don't go crazy on a cycle and run it all year. Chances of you needing TRT as long as you run a full PCT are quite low. But that's only if you do one cycle only. And I still cannot say with certainty that you may not end up putting yourself on it eventually. Or let's just say that you speed up the process of you needing it later on. Now, if you are wanting to run multiple cycles, and this is one of those topics where I've been wrong in the past. And I think I was wrong, but I was stubborn. Okay, when I would tell people, oh, you can run big PCTs and you'll be fine. Yeah, I mean, you want to run full and proper PCTs if that's what you're doing, because you certainly don't want to just go bomb yourself and not try to recover and do the proper, you know, things that you need to do for your body, because that can cause a slew of other problems on top of just low testosterone. That would be very unwise. But let's say you run, I don't know, 3-4 cycles. By the time you're done with your third PCT, you're going to realize quite quickly that you're going to keep using steroids. You need to just stay on them because of the peaks and troughs and the ups and downs and what you're putting yourself through, not just physically, but emotionally. And all of this changing of hormones and what it can do to you physically, mentally, it's draining on both ends of the spectrum. And you just need to to come to the conclusion and understanding and get the grip on the reality here that you're going to need to be on TRT. And that's one of, and that's not the only reason by any stretch of the imagination, but that's one of the big reasons why I stress so hard to the guys that are really young, don't do this. You don't understand the mistake that you're making. And there's more to it than that. And I've covered this time and time again. Several videos, I've gone into it exponentially. So I'm not going to do that here because that's not what this video is for. But that's one of the big things that I see with the majority of my clients. So let's say out of every 100 clients I have, I would venture to guess at least 50% of them that have the same story. I used steroids when I was in my 20s. They're normally in their 40s, later 30s, 40s, sometimes 50s, and they are just a mess. And I have always been tasked with trying to correct these problems that have been caused, you know, by men using steroids in their 20s, too young. And there's not a lot you can do. I mean, there's different methods you can do to help. And certainly, obviously, TRT is going to be one of them, but most of them regret having to go on TRT so young when they did. And it causes other issues that I've seen, and some that are anomalies that are, I don't, you know, nobody knows how to correct. No doctors have been able to help. I have tried my best and there's just no answers there. So my point is, if you're going to do this, you need to really understand what goes along with it. And you need to be aware that there could be more problems besides low testosterone. And I know, a lot of guys in their 20s, I don't want to have kids. I'm not going to get married. I'm not worried about this or that. Look, we all said that. We all did. But let me tell you something. You don't want to be the guy that has to break it to the woman that you're supposed to marry or have married. I can't have kids, or it's a major, major struggle and it's going to be extremely difficult because of my steroid use. So it's something that you need to think about. And trust me when I tell you, we've all said that. Well, we don't want to have kids. I don't want to have kids. Well, no, most of us, and that's not everybody, but most of us in our 20s don't want to. But you're not thinking long term and you just don't know. Okay. I mean, I've seen that be an issue, and just think, I mean, that could ruin a marriage or a relationship, or that could have somebody really, really, really holding it against you the rest of your life and resenting you for it. And that's something that you need to think about. That's not the only thing, but that's something that you should definitely think about. Just understand this. If you're going to continuously run cycles and you want to keep doing it, and you want to, you know, do it more longer term, understand, mentally prepare yourself, you're going to need testosterone replacement therapy, and probably sooner than later. You, like I said, trust me. And I've been doing this for well over 15 years. And I certainly don't know everything, but I do know this. You can only PCT for so long, no matter how good the PCT is. Your body will not continuously bounce back like it did, especially as you start to get, you know, older, into your 30s, 40s, which you really don't want to be using steroids in your 20s anyway. There's all kinds of issues and problems that are going to occur. So you have got to understand that. A lot of guys, they're very careless and they're very reckless, and they don't keep it real in terms of what goes along with all of this. Oh, fuck, my blood work's fine. Or, oh, you'll be fine. It's okay. And they don't think about tomorrow. All they care about is getting big. And how do I look right now? And they don't think about anything else. So I'm just trying to keep it as real as possible and explain to you what really goes along with this. Because it's not always what it's cracked out to be or what people think it is. So there you have it. That being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.